Robin in penalty storm as last gasp Dutch sink Mexico. Arjen Robin won a controversial late penalty as the Netherlands staged an incredible last-gap fightback to beat Mexico 2-1 and advance to the World Cup quarterfinals on Sunday. Bayern Munich star Robin, regularly accused of going to the ground too easily throughout his career, tumbled to the turf in injury time after making contact with Mexico defender Rafael Marquez. Portuguese referee Pedro Proença pointed to the spot and Klaas-Jan Huntelaar stepped up to bury the winning penalty. It came just moments after Wesley Sneijder had scored an 88th-minute equalizer to cancel out Giovanni dos Santos' superb goal for Mexico. The epic finale settled a second-round battle played in furnace-like conditions at Fortaleza's Castelao Stadium. Mexican coach Miguel Herrera lashed out at referee Proença for awarding the penalty. "The determining factor was the man with the whistle. He put us out of the World Cup," Herrera said. At the very least, they could look at this and this referee ought to be going home like us. Robin, however, insisted Proença had been right to award the penalty, telling Dutch broadcaster NOS, "I was fouled." But Robin did admit to a dive in an unsuccessful attempt to win a penalty earlier in the first half. "I really have to say, and at the same time apologize, in the first half I took a dive, and I really shouldn't do that," Robin said. "That was a stupid, stupid thing to do, but sometimes you're expecting to be struck, and then they pull their leg away at the last minute." The Dutch fight back left Mexico's players in tears as their last 16 jinx struck again. Mexico have now lost in the second round in 6 consecutive World Cup appearances and had been just minutes away from a first quarterfinal since 1986. The match saw 3-minute cooling breaks used for the first time in World Cup history as pitchside temperatures hit 39 degrees. Dutch coach Louis van Gaal praised his team for not wilting as they chased an equalizer in punishing conditions. "The players showed they had faith and belief until the very end," said Van Gaal. "The humidity was not in our favor, so when you see that until the very last minute we were fresher and fitter than the Mexicans, that is a big compliment to my players." Van Gaal also revealed he had exploited the cooling breaks to introduce tactical tweaks at key points in the game. "That is a clever way of benefiting from these breaks," he said. 10-man Costa Rica beat Greece on penalties. Meanwhile, in Recife, Costa Rica goalkeeper Keylor Navas claimed Man of the Match honors as his side sank Greece in a penalty shootout to reach the World Cup quarterfinals for the first time in a clash with the Netherlands. Reduced to 10 men in the second half, Costa Rica still seemed to be on a course for an upset victory until Socrates Papastathopoulos scored an injury-time equalizer to force extra time. Navas, who had blocked a string of shots in the game, was equally impressive in the 2 15-minute periods of extra time before he pulled off a superb one-handed save to deny Theofanis Gekas' spot kick during the penalty shootout. Costa Rica went on to secure a 5-3 victory to keep the Central Americans' World Cup dream alive.